Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby!
Shake it up, baby!
Twist and
shout! It's Isley Brothers, legendary Isley Brothers, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate in my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Morag Barrett is our guest, founder and CEO of Sky Team. I need your website now, Morag.
It is www.skyteam.com.
All right, skyteam.com. Cultivate is the Power of Winning Relationships is one book. The Future Proof Workplace, another book. Anything I'm missing there?
No, we've just started to plan the third book, Our
right.
Mindset, and that will hopefully hit the shelves next year. But
we expect to launch it on the show. You got to promise me that. So
I promise you'll be one of the first.
I better be the first. That's the deal.
You will.
All right. So Morag, we're talking about habits. How to break habits. So if we're so trying to break the habit of delegation. Or I should say, assume the habit of delegation, which we all both agree, all should agree that it's important. When we get our team to a certain size, they need to be delegating too, don't they? Some of our leaders need to be delegating too. What can we do? You've got some tips on how to change these habits. How do we teach them these things? Do ourselves and teach them.
So I love that you bring that up, because certainly when we promote people to being line managers, often we forget to articulate what starts happening at that new leadership level and what do they need to stop doing. Because, of course, we have the correlation. I got promoted because I'm good at whatever it was I was doing. Well, maybe being good at that, maybe what got you the promotion but isn't what we need you to do now. So the first step in helping others is to let them know, give them that feedback. So delegation, here's what I expect of you as a leader in this company, and here's what you should be delegating to your team. And then for ourselves, it's that take stock, that whether it's feedback from the team of let me do that. I know when I had my team, even going to Staples to get printing done, let's do something really basic. The time it took to drive to the store, hand over the file things and bring it back, well, now a team does that for me. Mm-hmm. So take stock. What are working towards for the business? What are your expectations that your leadership left? And identify the habits that are helping you, and then the habits that might be getting in the way of success, the things you need to do less of. And that might be that you stop doing or you delegate those. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first step. The second then is baby steps. Often I'll see leaders set goals like leaping a building in a single bound. And when it becomes difficult, we go back to old habits. So I talk about baby steps. So instead of I'm going to be an athlete and I'm going to work out every single day, how about I work out on Mondays? Is that a habit? And then the rest of the week, you can start.
So you're talking about when you talk, you're not just talking about baby steps. You're also talking about structure, right? So part of my structure for breaking the ice cream habit was getting rid of the ice cream.
You replaced it with
structure.
A different.
I'm sorry that all this keeps coming back to ice cream, but it's been rough.
I love ice cream.
Anyway,
ice cream's
so you got to get rid of it. I mean, eliminate the tendency, the impulse, the availability of the bad habit, right?
Exactly. So if the first one is take stock, I want to lose weight and I eat too much ice cream, the baby step might be I'm going to replace ice cream with a healthy alternative versus cutting out the sense of ice cream altogether. Mm-hmm. I never eat ice cream. Well, yes, you do. You now eat the low-calorie version. And then the third step would be to identify the cues and triggers. So, Jim, when do you like to have ice cream? When do you automatically find yourself reaching for that one-gallon tub of ice cream? What are the cues and triggers?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And these are things in your business. You can do the same thing in your business if you've got, this could cause you, it might actually, when you look into this enough, you might actually see your organization is structured for bad habits. You might have to break some structures.
And redo those. So when you identify those cues and triggers that cause you to do the bad habit, you either put in a replacement But the fourth and final step of changing any habit is involving others. Because if somebody knows that you're trying not to eat ice cream, when I see you reach for that tub, I can be the trigger that says, hey, Jim, I thought you were stopping eating ice cream. Now you're in the moment and you make a deliberate choice. Are you going to eat it anyway? Which, no harm, no foul, go for it. But choose to do it versus finding that it's been an accidental mistake.
Right. Well, you know, that's exactly right. And but also in the teams, from the team standpoint, you need to, if we're all going to break some habits, if someone needs to break a habit, the team needs to break habits, the company needs to break habits, we need to do a little calculation, a little evaluation, a little analysis, and say, okay, if we break these habits, we make more money. If we pick up these new habits, we're more successful. That means bigger bonuses. That means we survive. How about that? You know, I promise you, after 2008, a whole lot of people had to break some bad habits in order to survive. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I agree, and there's so much talk about the impending recession, and the reality is it's not if it's going to happen. It's when. It's the whole cycle of business. So start preparing for it now, and that doesn't mean you have to hunker down and do nothing, but you can start taking proactive steps to ensure that your business is successful so right. that you can when it happens.
Well, I refuse to participate. That's my habit. My recession habit is I refuse to participate. Hey, Morag, I need your website, please.
Any of our website is www.skyteam.com.
Skyteam with a Y, skyteam.com. Hey, Morag, good job today. Come back soon.
I will be, Jim. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you next time. We love it when Morag joins us, don't we? Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.